Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hola, everybody. The boys have let me come on to do a little promo. It's your favorite bay. Captain Sandy here. Is that how they use the word bay?
Hey, is that how...
Bay, yeah, that's how you say it. Anyway, it's Captain Sandy here. I'm coming to you basically to tell you I got a great speaking tour going on right now. It's the Captain Sandy Leadership Tour. Lead her ship, you get it? I thought of it. So if you... Please contact me if you'd like it. Call me a bay, if you will. Anyway, I'm calling to say I got my leadership tour coming up. All kinds of great topics like how to make your employees fear everything you're going to say and fear constructive criticism. Also, how to make people really not tell you the injuries they have. Got a big, big special surprise. I'm debuting my new hidden talent. I'm a DJ, y'all. And I go by the name DJ Radcliffe Joe. After my favorite erotic author, Radcliffe, and my favorite Facts of Life girl, Joe. Joe Polnicek, she was tough. That mullet still gives me ideas. So I'm going to be playing stuff like smash cuts of my favorite music. Things like Melissa Etheridge, Da Brat, Janice Ian, Linda Perry, and of course, Captain Sparkle, my girlfriend. So be there or be hated by me. See you on the Lead Her Ship Tour. Ahoy, mateys. Thank you, Captain Sandy.
Thank you, Captain Sandy. Wow.
For
wow, that was...
That was one of the most terrible, no rights acquired techno music I've ever heard.
I just want to say... She didn't pay for that, y'all. She just
sent us the clip. She just said we'd do it.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. I don't know how to feel about that, but yes, it is true, y'all. Captain Sandy is going on a lead her ship tour. So is it saying that she is not going to be the captain on next Below Deck Med?
That is supposedly what's happening.
So is she just not, I don't know, is she not going to be the captain, or I guess they have somebody come in? What's that noise in your background? Y'all, this is Below Deck, season 6, episode 15.
We are remote yet goat.
We are. Poodle's at home, and I'm at my cubicle warrior job, and this episode calls Three's a Card.
A crowd.
I don't know why it auto-corrected a card.
I like it that you just read what you wrote without interpreting. You just went, freeze a card. You will read anything that you see.
Y'all, I am Ron Burgundy. I'm a trained host. So when you're a trained host, you just read shit.
But isn't that for what we do, isn't that a liability? What if you have typos?
Probably, but the way I was trained in hosting is you don't have an opinion. You just read shit like a robot.
Yeah, but you're not a host anymore. You're a hosting for our stuff.
I know.
You have opinions, and you need to be correct.
Well, why?
Why? So I can just say
when I have you, then you wouldn't have anything to berate me about.
Oh, God, three's a card. How would you explain that? How would you explain why is the title three's a card?
Three's a card. Maybe like, isn't there an expression like he's a card? Oh, no, it's he's a cad. That really doesn't make sense, does
no,
it?
No, but no, you just said it without one bit of forethought. In a way, I kind of admire it. I read everything in my voice. I'm like, is that correct? Am I being clear?
I really...
To walk around like a babe in the woods, I do admire that.
I really could be a Fox News anchor. I could just say anything.
You could. Yo, this is below dick. Below dick.
Below dick.
Below this is dick. I'm going to go off and just basically say this is a filler episode. There's not a lot here.
Yeah,
we didn't meet
not.
Anybody. And I will say, due to our departure of Lexi, has Lexi been gone 1 week or 2 weeks?
She left last episodes when she got fired at the beginning. And so, I'm worried now.
There's nothing to do.
There's like drama, but we've got another charter and we still have, this is a 3-night charter coming up?
4, I believe. Or no, 3 nights, 4 days.
Yeah.
But I think it really shows you this is one of the most stable personalities, stable groups of personalities we've had in the deck crew. And since there's only 2 stews, there's no way for the third stew or the second stew to try to be insubordinate. So they have to work together. So the only one creating drama here is going to be Chef Matthew or Captain Sandy.
Which he's so gross, but you know the producers probably told him, like, hey, you've got to start shit. Otherwise, everyone's just going to go to dinner at a vineyard, and it's going to be like a fucking Lifetime movie.
I guess. He's just so awful.
Oh, I hate him so much.
He won't be invited back.
I prefer Lexi over him.
I don't think you remember the worst times of Lexi.
No,
I think you've blocked out a lot of it.
But I don't know. At least, I don't know. With Matthew, it's with Lexi. It's just like she owns her craziness.
She
calls herself Satan.
But she doesn't own anything.
But Matthew, I think his perception of self is way off. Like he thinks he's so nice, and he doesn't even realize.
Okay, I gotcha. It's almost he's wearing some type of human suit.
Yes.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think
and he probably would make a human suit because he's freaky deaky and he would lock you in his basement and then do sex stuff with you and then take your skin.
But the difference being is he's actually good at his job. And
he is.
So you understand why he's there.
No, but y'all, look, if you're talented in something in life, you can't get arrogant about it, you know? Like,
I wish this was real world relevant, because people are good at their jobs, are working everywhere.
But I know, I'm just saying.
You're trying to tell people not to do it.
That's karma coming back. Because think about this. Poodle, this is a safe space. How well can you suck a dick?
I have got nothing but tens across the board.
I suck a pretty good dick too. I've told my girlfriends how to suck their husband's dick. They come back with glowing reviews. But don't you, this is why we're good at sucking dick, because every time I see a dick, it's like the first time and I have to prove myself. Tell me it's not true.
I do see each dick as a blank canvas on which to use my talents. Every dick is a new door. Dick is an open door. Dick is an open door. I've ruined Frozen for you. Actually, I should tell you what would ruin Frozen. If you actually saw the video of me doing Let Me Blow sometime.
I think we might have reversed it. By the way, you know what? We need to re-release our Let It Be merch because it's a holiday time.
That's
again.
True. Holiday's coming. Let it be.
Mother Poodle, she thought it was Let It Be instead of Let It Go.
It's so. Not even.
She did.
Oh, if I'd watch Frozen one more time. Let it be. She really, honestly, that was a rant. And when she did it, I laughed. I must have laughed for 10 minutes. It's like, it's the same thing.
Do you want to tell, you know, because let's see, this show's going to air on like Tuesday. So do you want to tell our listeners about the Mother Poodle news?
We got some big scoop Mother Poodle news. She's fine, but Mother Poodle came on a podcast that we were on recently. Not one of ours, because she doesn't know how to find that.
No.
But we were on a podcast that Nikki Levy hosts called Don't Tell My Mother. And we have to tell stories, because Nikki that's also an Acast podcast, our network.
Yep.
And Nikki is this comedian, producer, woman of all trades, trades.
She's a collector. She like collects people. And so she has all these interviews. Like, I don't know why she had us on, because she has like real famous people on her show. But the way this show works, y'all, is that Poodle and I went on and we talked to her for a little bit. And then she had me, as some of you have heard, I told the story of the Liz Claiborne shoes. And then, but Poodle told a story about in college. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah. But that my mother did not know. It's a story that your mother parents did not know. Don't know.
And then Mother Poodle joined us on the podcast, and then she heard Poodle tell this story. And y'all,
well,
you're gonna die. You're gonna fucking die.
I'd like to say that I was preparing her for reaction, and we were kind of the narrative would have been that the parent was surprised. Y'all, Mother Poodle went on with a mission. She didn't. She wasn't even trying to play ball.
She totally knew what just she took wanted over. To say. She did. She did. Yeah, she did, y'all. I'm not even going to give it away. I'm just telling you, I think this is like the first week of October. I think this is going to air like mid-October.
Mid-October,
I
would
start following. I'll put a link to Don't Tell My Mother, but
she's classic mother poodling.
We'll post it on the socials when it's up. So
I kind of wanted her to say a couple more. I don't know if she got any gaws in. I don't know. I know the thing was she was trying to be on her best behavior because she was trying to do something. She was basically trying not to do something that was stereotypical of her because I say we do talk about her on the podcast. She's like, well, I'll try not to do something to make fun of myself.
Oh, I think when she got up to talk to the FedEx man. in the middle of the podcast.
Don't give it away.
I don't want to tell anymore. Y'all, it's great. So be sure to check that out. It's going to be, we'll post it on our Instagram and our Twitter. Oh, and our TikTok.
Now we can say it.
Yeah, we're on TikTok, y'all.
Y'all, we're on TikTok. And like me, if you thought that was a Kesha song.
I did for a long time.
That was just, no, this is an actual platform with videos and songs and if you think you're too old to try TikTok, you're not.
We said we weren't going to do it, and then
our social media person who we've been talking to said you're doing it.
She said you're doing it, and we said she also said we're doing Reddit, so we're posting like our video memes on Reddit. We've had a good response, and we've already had some people say that we're desperate and that get off of Reddit, so we must be doing something right. Anyway,
I saw that snark and I was like, oh, there we go. There we go.
Hey, there we go. So anyway, y'all,
we're just doing what our social media person told us we should be doing.
No, Reddit is a beautiful.
The internet is a mean place.
Reddit is a beautiful and mean place at the same time. So anyway, y'all, you can find us on there. So we're excited to do that. I think that's it.
Is that it? So yeah, we'll tell you about when the Mother Poodle show comes out, y'all. She's only there for like the last 10 minutes.
Yeah,
the rest of the show is us talking about our childhoods.
Yes. Let's jump in.
All right.
They are docking.
Three's a crowd. I still don't know what three's a crowd means. Like two, the phrase is two's company, three's a crowd. It's not about stews anymore. Was it about?
The only thing I took from this is maybe it's because Katie and Courtney, you know, are just the two of them. But I'm like, but then that was really last episode.
Yeah. Three's a crowd.
I think they're building it up, y'all, because I'm telling you now, this is what's going to happen. This new new charter is going to break
gonna
both
monsters.
Of them. They are. They were so tired. Yeah. Courtney and Katie were so tired after a one-day charter. What are they going to be like? It's going to be bad. Malia's going to get pissed.
Yeah.
She's going to start yelling at Katie. I think shit's going to unravel. If it doesn't, I'm going to be shocked.
That's when the show does best.
The whole thing where they're like at this winery, like, let's go on a trip together after we get done.
Oh, no,
I was like, yeah, Poodle was that person at summer camp that we would finish summer camp and say, hey, does anybody want to go to Cape Cod? And we're like, yeah. And then Jake's like, I'll meet you there. And then he never shows up.
I had something to do.
And then I'm like, Poodle, where are you? I'm in Greenwich Village at an artist loft.
I'm in Hyannisport with a doctor. Oh, we're supposed to be here. I know. I just found him last night. Sorry. I'm sending regrets. So they're kind of tired after it. I don't necessarily buy this from Malia that the deckhands are kind of not on their game because they had to help carry stuff from a picnic.
No, I think it's just end of year, and they're just tired. They just don't want to do shit. I mean, they help them, but y'all, they just carry stuff up for a picnic. Well, I guess David was doing laundry, but he had a bum leg.
That's true. But I just, and the big thing, you guys, is they're about to go out the next day or go out that night, and Captain Sandy's to Matthew says, well, remember, no rumbles tonight. Lexi's not here. No ultimatums. She's always going to, y'all, she never forgets anything and will always remind you about things. And Matthew's the same way. He never forgets anything and won't shut the fuck up.
He keeps talking about the fucking dark fish. I'm like, let it go. Let it go. It is funny that he said not one complaint the entire trip.
Except fucking Captain Sandy. So they are, the church charter is leaving, and Ben, the really tall guy with a huge dick.
Y'all, I need to find his Instagram. Y'all need to find it for us. It's huge.
He leaves her his hat, and later on we find out it's got a quote in it. Y'all, I finger banged myself as soon as I saw that.
It was a poem, and I wrote, Ben sent her a sexy quote, and then I wrote in all caps, and Poodle just gooshed all over herself.
I lost it. And he's like, basically, the hats, he's like, I guess I'm not going to see you. I won't find a way to mess up your hair. Basically, he's talking about fucking her. That was hot. That was hot as shit. Ugh. Y'all, men out there who are listening, who like women, there's some of you.
There's
more
like
of you than
three
I think.
Of you. Well, yeah.
If you did that to a woman, they're going to think it's hot.
It's true.
Think about that.
We got straight sissies. One of our straight sissies, Brandon, he just, well, I don't know if his wife, but they just had a baby. So congrats. I don't know. We've got like two straight sissies.
We have more than that. We have a lot of them.
Yeah.
Straight male. Don't just say straight.
Straight male sissies. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But if you're a straight woman and you're listening to this, you a little gay.
I don't want to tell anyone what they are.
I will. I won't. I'm kidding. I won't.
So they're at their tip meeting. The church charter leaves. They're at the tip meeting, and Sandy is, of course, holding court and going, Katie, m'lady, I allowed you the space to not bring on a cheap stew And well done. Good for me.
Good.
It was kind of about her.
I did good. I did good on
that. I allowed you that.
But so, and it should go good for the next trip. But if it doesn't, it was your choice.
Your choice. Your just choice, remember, Katie. This choice is on you. This is on
ladies,
you.
Ladies' choice, which I usually enjoy.
Yeah. It's a number from my upcoming DJ album, Ladies' Choice.
Yeah, Ladies' Choice, yeah.
And Malia basically says the deck crew was exhausted because they were helping with interiors. Again, it was like one day. I think it's just that everyone's slipping because it's the last, next to the last
chart. Yes.
So there's a lot of mishgas in this with like, there's a runaway water hose. Captain Sandy is seeing and going, Operation Water Hose, I guess it's the same day as Operation Heave Line. Yeah. See, I just put operation with everything and might talk about everyone fucking up. See how that works?
Yeah, see how that works. Y'all, because they had a terrible docking experience. And no, not docking, as
not
I've just learned.
Two uncircumcised penises coming together.
I learned that this week.
No, we learned that before then.
For like 2 weeks. I didn't know until you told me.
So many things I've had to educate you on. To be sexually experienced.
I don't think I'm the wiser for it.
So Malia's like, okay, everybody huddle up. I will say, you guys, I may eat these words. I can't fault Malia's leadership with the deck crew this
I can't.
Season.
As one of our sissies in our Patreon said in the comments, Malia is getting a really fucking good at it this season.
She is. And I think she's just had seasons where I think she's been impulsive, and she kind of was. She had a tough season last year, as everyone did on that ship. And
yeah, the news is out that Hannah and Captain Sandy still aren't speaking.
Yeah. Well, when you see that episode, you'll see it is appalling. It's absolutely appalling what happens. But Malia kind of precipitated a lot of the behavior and a lot of things going on. She's like, let's have a meeting. And she's like, do you know, feel the tension that's here? Do you know why I'm a little tense? And they're like, rookie mistakes. And she kind of blamed David for something too. And he's like, that kind of sucks because I was told to step back and then blah, blah, blah. So she's doing her
David's
best. And she does say, you can expect that on your next job or your next boat assistant, no one's going to be that nice. I agree with her. People are going to be.
My dad used to tell me, he'd say, Matt, you sit here and dig that goddamn ditch. Daddy, I don't want you. You dig that fucking ditch because no one's going to be nicer to you at a job than me, son.
You're like, oh my God, what is the next job going to be like?
And you know what? He was not right. He was not right.
So we are at the pref sheet meeting. Did I mention that Courtney got her epaulettes? We did say that, right?
Oh, yeah. She got her epaulettes.
Her second stew epaulettes.
Yay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they have a tip meeting. It all, Captain Sandy's like, well, it went great. We succeeded in our mission. Deck crew, we had a bit of a rough docking. But you carry chairs up a mountain. So good for you.
Oh, this whole summing up what happened makes me want to like reach through the television and just shake her. There's just something. Oh God, there's something about her.
But they all get like $13,000 or $1,300 because they're like one person down.
Yeah,
so
but it's
they
still
all get
not.
A tip.
It's it was an okay tip.
It was okay.
They've
tip.
Had better. Yeah. Church people are tight.
that is the
damn fucking truth.
True.
The fucking truth.
The truth.
If you've ever done a serving job after church on Sundays, oh my God, the tips are abysmal. Oh my God.
I hated when Crystal Rock Cathedral got out because it was right by Inner Urban where I worked for a month, and I hated working Sundays. Because I mean,
where you worked for a month?
for a month. I hated that job. But they, y'all, they all they wanted was just beer muffins the whole time and honey butter. I just kept refilling beer muffins and honey butter, and they'd leave me a dollar tip.
Yeah. But you were the busboy, right?
No, I was a waiter.
They only wanted beer muffins?
Everybody wanted the beer muffins.
But they didn't order any food?
They'd get like a soup or something like that, but they would eat the beer. It was almost like when you work at a Mexican restaurant and you have to keep refilling chips and salsa.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, but that's the person who waits on us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're those people.
Oh, my God.
Yep, yep. Look in the mirror. It's gross.
Wow.
You basically were those church people.
No, I don't. I'm a good tipper. I've always been a good tipper because I did that in high school. So now I leave a good tip.
If you've been a server,
I leave 15% tip for bad service.
Yeah, if you've been a server, I leave 20 for bad service. But if you've been a,
if it's horrible, I'll leave 15. You get 15, but if it's great, I'll tip like 30.
It's almost the thing about it is, this is it's almost never the server. I promise you.
It's not. No.
Yeah. It's almost never the server. And there are times where I've been places and I've seen the server who is just like, she or he is with other tables. And if I don't mind waiting for a little bit, but if I feel like if I don't see them anywhere for about 10 minutes or 10, 15 minutes, that's shitty.
So I've been with you at restaurants, and if someone doesn't bring your drink within 5 minutes, especially if it's an alcoholic drink, you keep looking around. Where are they? Where are they? I don't know. Hey. It's taking so long.
Hey, a bar drink is different. That's easy to do because the bartender has one job. So it's pref sheet meeting, y'all. This is the wedding anniversary. I think these people are somewhat famous. They're in sports, so we're not going to know who they are.
My boyfriend knew who they. He was like, "Oh, that's blah blah." I went, "Great,
yeah."
So yeah, they're somewhat. I think this is the most kind of high profile clientele they've had. And as Malia said, she's like, "They look like this is going to be a lot of work." And Malia said a great quote. She's like, "If I've learned one thing in yachting, it's nothing ever happens twice." Was that it?
Yeah.
Was that what she said? Something like that.
You really built that up to be right. No, it's never going to be the same.
Yes, that was it.
That we're going to be the same. So they are basically the girls are going out, and
they
the girls are talking about how they're going to a winery, which of course the management has established them to do. And the girls are talking about how long it's been since they've had sex. Now, have you noticed Malia's face the entire discussion? She's kind of looking around at watching Katie and Courtney talk to one another.
And yeah, that's really horrible for you. I'm so sorry.
And she said, because y'all, here's the thing. Right during this time is when she was fucking the engineer. They like met. And did you hear? This was so funny. Someone said, where was it? Someone said, oh, yeah, Malia smart. They're talking about the guys in the engine room. And Malia looks down, and honestly, she smiles. I saw it. It's just like, yes, girl. Get that engineering dick.
I think his name's Jake, isn't it?
His name is Jake, yeah. They were on each other's Instagrams. So they've been together since the thing she's really careful to say, we met right after filming. Come on, honey.
Come on. So are they dating or just fucking?
They're dating.
Well, good for her.
They're dating. I know why she didn't want to do this, because she's had a boatmance several times. And so she probably just wants something. She doesn't want to be known for just doing that constantly.
They'll bring it up in the reunion, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Annie's going to be all over it.
Speaking of other, we have other, not reunions, but, well, kind of Bravo Deck news. And you know what? We're going to tell you that news right when we come back from this break. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all, we have news, and I asked Poodle in the break. He doesn't even know it either. I thought you read this. I thought we talked about it, y'all.
I don't know. Until you say it, I won't know, because I forget a lot of what you say.
That's same. You know what? I can't be mad at you. Y'all, Lexi is trying to sell secrets of the show.
Oh, yeah. I did. I was the one who told you that.
No, you
now I'm realizing.
You did. See, I forgot.
I was the one who saw it on Instagram and said that. And then you remembered it. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Y'all, welcome to our world. Yes. So just you can Google the story. I forgot who first posted it.
Supposedly, she's not coming to the tell-all, but she's trying to sell secrets to the highest bidder. The show. It's interesting because this is what gets you made persona non grata for the reality world and doing this shit.
It's really stupid because honestly, she could have a pretty good reality career.
And this is the worst thing. You want to be. You on Instagram or on social media, if you are someone who causes a lot of drama, you want to be a little messy on social media. You don't want to be crazy messy like Poll or someone calling. You don't want to be responding to every troll posting things, just going nuts. That's the last thing you want to be doing. That was the one social media mistake I think I've seen Kenny from Kenny Armando make recently.
Responded to that horrible thing on
about what was happening about him and Armando. And
it's not that he wasn't justified in saying it, but
it was like three frames. And the more you feed the trolls, the more they're hungrier.
I mean, if we took time to respond to that shit, we would just have an Instagram of Poodle's proclamations.
I know. I don't mind setting things right, but I don't want to spend a whole lot of time defending myself because.
But that's Malia.
Yeah.
Or not Malia. That's Lexi.
Anyway, so yeah, she's supposedly trying to sell all the behind the scenes, below deck stuff. I guarantee it'll be things like producers wanted, but blah, blah, blah. And people go, yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a reality show. We get that.
So where were we? I think it was.
Oh, why? We're at the Vineyard.
Yeah. So they're talking about how everyone's having a good time. Z, of course, spills wine on Malia. And she's like, one more thing today, Z. And she's like, I have to be really hard on you. I can't always be your friend. And I think this is really important for Malia. Malia is a woman in that job, which is not very common.
No.
Also, she's an attractive woman in that job, and she's tinier than everybody else. So it is a lot of times for on the deck crew, you've seen before that they have this thing where especially if you're the shortest of the deck crew, and let's say you're bosun or something like that, you got short man syndrome. That's happened in some, when the big tall South African mastiffs come in, misogynists, we've had some problems with Malia's had with men in the past, kind of being insubordinate to her. But this crew is fantastic.
Yeah.
So she can talk to them honestly, and she doesn't have to get super heated. But she says, "I can't be your friend." Again,
well, and she has to say that because she is what all those things you described. She has to always be setting that boundary, because men don't realize they don't ever even have to set that boundary in their job because it's just already assumed.
Yeah, you have to set that boundary that I'm not your friend. I'm not your sex object.
Yeah,
I'm not. You're not kind of a joke boss. You're not an installed boss that I won't respect. I say good for Malia.
She's like I said, she's getting a great edit this season so far.
I screamed my television and said a lot of nasty stuff about her last season. But people who've watched from the beginning, we know there's a history, but I say good on her for this season.
So they're all getting drunk, and basically Courtney gets up and she starts doing a speech about Katie. It's kind of like, it's fine, y'all, but it's just like a love fest. She talks about how she loves Katie. Everybody's having this love fest, and you're like, well, I guess we're all just going to talk about how much we love each other, until Matthew is like, I'm so glad Satan isn't here.
God, why say anything? Why?
And Katie was like, I knew it. I knew it. I knew
Who
it.
Who does like, this?
Matthew is one of those people, we've said this before, where you can tell he feels so insecure and feels like shit about himself, that feeling peaceful, feeling like there's
foreign.
No drama, it's foreign. It does not feel comfortable to him. So he has to bring animosity to situations to feel quote unquote normal.
I think there's,
he might want to process that.
I think there's also something with impulse control with him.
That I agree.
He might, it's kind of why he says stuff that is really inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like about sex parties and sexual comments. And I think, He may think something like, so glad Lexi's not here, and it just like spews out. I'm not defending him by any means. He's still really gross. Mm-hmm. But I think he's got a lot of impulse control issues.
And I have to say, it kind of turns into, and good for the crew, like Matthew's basically talking about Lexi. He's basically, ironically enough, he's dehumanizing Lexi and saying that basically she's just like trash and a piece of shit. And it's actually Katie
and
a little bit of and Malia and David who end up kind of saying like, you know, she's still a human. And even Courtney says everyone goes through a rough time in their life. And then Courtney starts crying about her father because she's still dealing. I can't
Alzheimer's.
Even imagine when somebody has Alzheimer's, because I've heard that it's like they're dead, but they're not. It's horrible. Yeah. It's so horrible.
Well, Courtney's basically saying, you know, and I get it, but we're all going through a hard time. So Lexi's always going to be super divisive for these people. And
because
whenever
you
bring her up,
I'm going through a hard time and I don't have to treat people like shit.
Right.
But it's that thing of like, it's, you know, I used to be bad at this and Poodles helped me, but you know, y'all, we can't, Don't compare your pain or compare your joy to other people.
That's called pain porn. Yeah, it's not helpful. Your hurt is just as good as just as valid as anyone else's.
Because just because Courtney deals with it better doesn't mean. I mean, I think Lexi. I imagine I could be wrong, but I'm imagining that Lexi had a way more volatile upbringing than Courtney did, from the way Lexi describes her upbringing. So maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, who knows?
I think she has carefully crafted a personality to show people. And the tragedy of her father dying makes it all start cracking.
Yeah.
I think
for sure.
She's
the pageant princess is cracking.
She's going to crash and burn. And she's not going to get the help she needs from her mom. I don't know if there are people in her life.
I think her and her mother's relationship is a very, I think that's the volatile relationship. I can tell. Yeah. I feel like these outbursts of emotion she's getting, I bet her mother was like that growing up, or one parent, but I bet it was her mom the way she, anyway.
So they are.
What? We're just like the show. Why are we talking about Lexi Poodle?
Exactly. I want to move on. So they are. David also mentions, like, I think he's talking about the person and being feeling bad. David mentions he tried to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Trigger warning.
I'm glad that you said trigger warning after you said it. We're the worst.
Yep, we are. So you can go back and listen to it again if you like. So anyway, David is riding with the girls because he said basically says, I'm sorry. My mood's been kind of shitty because I just need to say I felt really bad after what you said today. And she's like, no, I did this because this is a good homily again. You work like me, and I'm going to be the hardest on you. And I know why she had to say that. She needed to have harsh words for David because you can't have harsh words for the other two and not say something to the other person.
Because although he may not see it, but as somebody, you've been in this situation as a music director and like I've directed when you're in a position of leadership, it's not that you... It will build resentment within the members towards David. So she actually did that to protect.
No, she's doing him a favor.
She's doing that to protect David.
Yep.
But I don't know if he sees that. By the way, did David look really hot to you this episode?
He's looked hot to me like halfway through the season.
Like something's happening.
I think his hair's a little longer too.
Maybe that's it. And his jawline just looks so perfect.
I've been into him from the start a little bit. True. Like he was cute.
I wasn't, and now I'm getting on. I'm getting on board. Pun intended.
You can on board me anytime.
They don't call you Steamboat Poodle for nothing. Y'all, that was the original Walt Disney cartoon of Steamboat Poodle, and then people ran from the theater, and Walt Disney said, "I'm going to make it a mouse."
But it was just me blowing all of the people on the boat.
In black and white.
And me going, really? And just like that, a really exaggerated expression of wiping the semen off of my mouth at the end.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Did we just ruin Steamboat Willie?
It's been ruined for a while. Anyway, after they get home, I just wrote sloppy party. It's just a really sloppy party.
It's a sloppy party. David goes to bed because he realized he's just pretty tired. Lloyd's feeling good, but Lloyd also we'll get this more the next day, but he's starting to talk about like, what's he going to do? Yeah. What's his next move? And so I did laugh a lot when Courtney and Mayhew and Z go down to sit on this concrete thing. And Z goes to sit on this concrete thing, and he just fucking falls backwards.
He has fallen so much this season.
Especially as a... Anyway, it made me guffaw because that's the kind of shit Poodle and I do when we get drunk too much. That's why we don't do that anymore.
I lose a lot of balance, and I bruise a lot.
You do bruise a lot. You do.
I bruise a lot in life.
You do.
So the next morning, y'all, it's windy.
It's windy.
Everyone knows it's windy. And Lloyd is just super stressed when he wakes up. And he's all in his head about his next job. So you can just see it in his face.
He can't find his radio. He says he's out of sorts and he feels a little overwhelmed. And he's running around with a chicken with his head cut off, where Katie's like, y'all, again, foreshadowing. Katie says again, I don't have any regrets. I don't know why I said that in a Scottish accent.
Because that's the one you can do.
No, yeah, I'm
regrets.
Actually.
Regrets.
No, it's because I'm catching up and I'm watching season two of UK Drag Race.
Oh.
And there's Scottish queens on there. And so one of them really had to, anyway, it's a good season. But yeah,
Scottish
so
brogue.
Yeah. And so but she's like, I don't regret it. I don't regret it. It's just me and Courtney. We're going to be good, y'all. I'm telling you.
Let's hope not. Did you hear that Captain Sandy asked Courtney to flip her room? Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After they have everything to do, and she wants, even though there's 3 days left. And I think Kate even said, oh, there's 3 days left.
Well, there was a St. Elsewhere marathon the night before, and there's a lot
of fluid on the
she made a mess. She might use that theme. I'm sure she's going to use the St. Elsewhere theme. She's going to remix that in her DJ set.
How does the St. Elsewhere theme go? I can't.
If you didn't ask me, I could have told you. I could have told you.
I think I remember playing it on the piano.
I think so, yes.
Anyway, so you can find it while I talk about this.
Okay.
So they are, something's off with Lloyd. And Malia's like, I really need you to step it up. You're trying to do the anchor. You're not even seeing. You're not even looking at the colors. Yes.
This would be a good DJ mix. Wow, that's really 80s.
No, that's Lele Law, I was thinking.
Yeah, I remember this.
Womp, womp.
This would be a good DJ thing. She should.
Are you liking
that,
everybody? My girlfriend helped me. You know, she's a musician.
What? I have to say, what? There are no. Is the TV theme song dead? No one has a good theme song anymore.
I agree.
I'm saddened by it.
My theory is that people don't care about theme songs as much anymore because they need to get to content as quick as possible. And the theme song was almost a relic in the 80s and 90s. But now it was like, how quickly can you get to content?
Do you think it was a relic in the 80s? Because it was such a big deal in the 80s. People talk about it.
I feel more agree.
In the 90s, but yeah.
I agree.
Y'all, bring them back. It's like an overture to a musical. It gets you in the mood. It sets the stage.
And it's only 30 seconds.
Does it? How long? you could be finished in that time.
That's all it takes for Skep and Sandy.
Yeah. Gunk, gunk.
Gunk, gunk. So she, they're basically, Lloyd is like puking. And he goes
he
to
looks,
lie down.
He looks horrible. Yeah. He's puking, and he's having chest pains. Y'all, he's having a panic attack. That's exactly what I wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's having a panic attack. You can even see when Captain Sandy is taking his blood pressure. He's
and
trying
just,
to throw up.
She just stares at him.
Yeah.
She's like, it's going to be okay, Lloyd. I'm just staring through you.
And he's like,
I can't believe this is happening.
She's like, no. No, really. It's going to be okay.
And she keeps saying,
let me tell you a story, Lloyd. I once went to a Lilith fair in 98. There was a huge...
I was at the second night of Lilith fair.
Yeah. There was a huge, huge lightning storm. Unexpected.
Paula Cole did not want to go on.
No. No, she did not. Who knew Montana had big storms? I didn't. So
but you know what? I held up. I festooned my own umbrella that I bring everywhere.
Yes,
I made a lightning rod out of it.
Yeah, and
was able to ground the lightning So Paula Cole could go on and sing her hit, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
Exactly.
And that is a remix that is available on my new mix CD and play it on my Lead Her Ship tour.
And I want to thank the Montana Department of Public Health for all those dental dams so I can make an umbrella.
And Paula Cole, of course. We're friends. Personal friend.
Oh. We're stupid.
I know. No, we are.
Anyway, so y'all, he gets up. She sends him to the hospital. And that's really kind of where his blood pressure. And I know this so much from taking my father's fucking blood pressure all the time. His blood pressure is 147 over 87. That's concerning.
147 is high.
That's pretty high. So that's not what you want. Not what you want. So
no good.
Didn't go good. So, and Captain said he also doesn't help. In the middle, why he feels bad. Does anybody in your family get blood clots or have a heart condition?
Well, she's asking him questions that are relevant, but she's got the bedside manner of a slug.
Not in the middle of the, just get him taken care of. But anyway, y'all, so that's how the episode ends. Lloyd goes off on a boat. What's going to happen? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Y'all,
this next charter is going to be hell.
It's going to be hell. I think this season, it's going to be slow. I think shit might fly. Maybe we'll finally have a ridiculous charter group because we haven't really had one.
They didn't show a preview of next week,
did they? I didn't see it.
No. They didn't show in previews. Or in previews for the season, they showed the chef who was in quarantine coming in to meet Matthew, and we haven't seen that yet.
We have not seen that yet.
So I'd love that.
I would too, y'all.
Maybe he'll get fired.
Maybe. Y'all, that's the show.
Give another chance.
She will. She will. Y'all, that's it. That's Below Deck. Thank y'all so much for listening. Hey, look, you can go to our website. It's the same website, but with a new name, realitygaze.com.
It's not porn no more.
Y'all, that... That guy had his who owned that site had his he hired his last twink and said, you know what?
And that twink stabbed him.
Probably.
Good for that twink. You gotta get yours sometimes in life.
Yes. Again,
I don't advocate violence.
No, we don't. But. Thanks to our sissies who helped us get that actually. We appreciate y'all so much.
Alexis and Sissy Suzette.
Yes. And
Sissy Alexis's husband.
Drew. Yes. Really hot. We've never seen him, but Poodle and I agree.
I've known zero unattractive Drews.
Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Anyway, y'all. So we love our community so much. Speaking of community, we love our Facebook community.
Sissy Squad.
Sissy Squad. We truly do. We always say it, but we actually do have fun in there. People post shit that make me cry, that make me laugh, that I just, it's just the best, it's just finding the best people, the best dick pigs you ever did see, all of us. Yeah. So join the Facebook group. We'll be announcing we haven't thought of it yet, but we'll be announcing our charity for October coming this month, right?
Okay.
Anything else? That's the show, y'all. Okay, everybody. And Poodle and I appreciate you.
We do.
I just said I appreciate you, and you said we do.
Oh, I thought you said we appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Y'all, that was recording. I'm going to go before he takes it back.
Quick, edit it out.
Okay, y'all.
I tolerate you, actually.
Don't. God damn it. All right, y'all. We'll see you later. Be sure to go to our Linktree link and our Instagram.
Live show tickets.
Yes, to get tickets for our New York.
Chicago
shows. Do a meet and greet, and we'd love to see you there. But until there, how do we end this show again?
Anchors are gay. God damn you. Until then, just let me do it. But until then, anchors are gay!
Sibling.
sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.